USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. Former President Barack Obama has scaled back his 60th birthday mega bash in Martha's Vineyard, citing the spread of coronavirus's Delta variant. A statement said, due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. End quote. Germany sent a warship to the South China Sea on Monday for the first time since 2002. China says the nearly 1.3 million square mile area in the South China Sea are within its sovereign territory due to language in the Law of the Sea Convention. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo slammed by the New York Attorney General's office for sexual misconduct and creating a toxic work environment is defiant for calls to resign.
But they read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry. I brought my personal experience into the workplace, and I shouldn't have done that. I was trying to help. Obviously, I didn't. I am even more sorry that I further complicated the situation. My goal was the exact opposite. I wish nothing but good for you and for all survivors of sexual assault.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As calls for Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to resign after sexual harassment and other charges were discovered by the New York Attorney General's office, Cuomo remains defiant. Brad Bernards reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faced mounting pressure Tuesday to resign and other one-time Democratic allies after an investigation found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and worked to retaliate against one of his accusers. I think he should resign, Biden told reporters Tuesday, echoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and New York's U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, all Democrats.
I do believe he should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
Accepting responsibility means stepping down. So I don't believe him, and I don't want an apology. It's not necessary. It's fake.
The leader of the state assembly, which has the power to bring impeachment charges, said it was clear Cuomo could no longer remain in office. Speaker Carl Heasty, a Democrat, said he would move to complete an impeachment inquiry as quickly as possible. Cuomo remained defiant in a taped response to the findings.
I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.